This is Pradosh Leela. This is also the time. This is 8:36 to 10:48. This is actually the time when Krishna killed Aristasura, according to Vishnu Puran. Bhagavatam says daytime, but Vishnu Puran says night. Krishna goes to his bedroom. Thus enjoying the early evening, Krishna pays respects to his mother and father according to the rules of etiquette. Then Krishna's parents allow him to retire to bed after showing their affection with embraces and mutual respect. Krishna's living quarters, which are right next to Nanda Maharaj's, are very pleasurable and attractive, being made of gold and jewels. Krishna's bedroom and other rooms are in the center. On all sides are small gardens, on all sides of his room, filled with trees. In other words, he's got a big place. The size of his room is filled with trees, fresh creepers, and flowering bowers. There are lakes with jeweled banks, sheltering sporting swans and warbling cuckoos that are its crown and earrings. How's that for a bedroom? Imagine having a bedroom like that. That's a palace. It's like you go to Jaipur, Ajmer, you go in the palaces, and kings used to make the palaces, so they built them on the hill. So, but in the middle of the hill, sometimes on a plateau, it's called a butte or a plateau. So above them is the hill, so there'd be rivers coming out of the top of the hill. And they would design their palace so the river would flow through the palace. Isn't it, you see in Ajmer and also in Fatehpuri or Fatehkiri? Yeah, that place for the Muslim guy. So they make it, so either they bring water in there by aqueducts, but the river from the mountain would flow through the different rooms of the palace. So you're in your bedroom, and it would be all marble and everything, but they would bring it through so that clear spring water from the mountain would be flowing through your room. Just get fresh drinking water, put your feet in it, cool off, bathe, or, you know, what an air cooler that is. And you put all the jewels in the side, and it's all beautiful, you know. So Krishna, that's it, just some cheap king of this world. But Krishna had whole lakes inside his palace, you know, in Nandagaon. And then they're full of swans and everything, so, you know, and groves. And it's like indoors, outdoors. Yeah. Like in modern architecture, that's considered to be like, you know, quite expert architecture, where you combine indoors and outdoors. You know, you go inside and there's trees in the living room and, you know, all these kind of things they do. So Krishna is, you know, not, you have to understand, Nandagaon was created by Vishwakarma. As soon as Krishna wanted to come down from the spiritual world, then all the demigods, they made all arrangements for Krishna's place, you know. So that's fantastic. So there are lakes and like that. The gopis, wearing shimmering silk saris, flower petal crowns, you know, crowns made of flower petals. So fragrant, so colorful, so fragrant, so beautiful, so soft, so attractive, right? Pearl armlets of pearls, ivory earrings, and anointed with fragrant kumkum and sandalwood paste. They enhance the moonlight with the glitter of their teeth when they smile. In other words, the moonlight is glimmering. The moonlight is shining some white. And this makes the night becomes a little bit colored, you know, shining with the white light of the moonlight. And then the gopis smile as they think of Krishna and as they remember Krishna. When they smile, then the glitter of the whiteness of their teeth increases the intensity and the brilliance and the softness and the beauty of the moonlight. Eager to enjoy pastimes with Krishna, these gorgeous Braja gopis will soon meet the Lord in his garden under the brilliant moonlight of the pleasure-giving night. Some young, obedient sevadasis have washed, dried, and scented Krishna's bedroom with black aguru incense. With its decorations of perfume garlands and jeweled pots topped with colorful flags, Krishna's bedroom is splendorous and pleasant to see. It is also adorned with pleasurable objects carved from spotless ivory. Different art objects, animals, or whatever. Krishna's golden bed is inlaid with jewels. It has posts made of moonstone. It has bed posts. You know, the posts are made of moonstone, which is like a, you know, colored white. It's a white, like opal type stone. And it is covered with attractive pillows and soft sheets as white as milk foam. The moonlight shining through the window makes the bed look like a thousand drifting clouds. It was such a beautiful sentence, you know, in the Sanskrit. You know, in the original Sanskrit, which is actually translated into Bengali. The beautiful moonlight shining through his window makes his bed look like a thousand drifting clouds. It's really poetic. It's very beautiful. Everything's attractive about Krishna, even his bed. Beautiful green parrots perch in the corners of the room. With a desire to sleep, Krishna enters this excellent apartment accompanied by various male and female servants. Sixth ray of light. Pradosh Lila continued. Before Krishna goes to sleep, he puts on his jeweled inlaid slippers and steps onto the veranda of his bedroom along with his entourage of servants. Now this is interesting note here that the, you know, Sanatana Goswami in Vaishnava Toshini in Bhagavatam, he explains that although in Dwarka and Mathura, Krishna is in the more mood of Aishwarya, the opulence and kingliness, and he's like a prince or like a king in these places, in Mathura and Dwarka. So there, it's told that Krishna wears slippers and shoes. Sanatana Goswami says in Vaishnava Toshini that in Vrindavan, Krishna doesn't wear any slippers, he only goes bare feet. So anywhere, all around, everywhere he goes bare feet. Why he goes bare feet? So that everyone can see his feet. Because if you go wear shoes, you can't see all the beauty of Krishna's feet. Because Krishna's feet are very beautiful. There's so many different marks there, and those marks have different meanings and different symbologies. So all the deer, and all the tigers, and all the bears, and all the different animals of Vrindavan, they want to see Krishna's feet and see all the different symbols. But if he goes in shoes, it's just some flat thing and you can't see. You only see the shoe tread. And it doesn't show Krishna's individual feet. And it's even told by... So everywhere Krishna went, he went in his bare feet. But Kavi Karnapur is saying, and this is he's a realized soul, according to his, you know, Smaran, that in his palace, when Krishna's in his bedroom, then he was wearing jeweled slippers. You know, slippers on his feet. Like, what do you say? Bedroom slippers. Bedroom slippers? Yeah. So he steps onto the veranda of his bedroom along with his entourage of servants. He stays there for some time appreciating the incredible sweetness of the atmosphere and thinking about how this is a perfect place for his pastimes. Returning to his bedroom, Krishna sits on his jeweled cushion on a gem-studded cot. Then Krishna accepts a night dress from his servants and sprinkles some water on his face and feet. Mother Yashoda and a handful of servants come before Krishna. Due to her intense motherly affection, milk automatically flows from Yashoda's breast. Smiling slightly, Yashoda offers some kheer to Krishna, saying, "Oh child, the night is very long. Take this sweet kheer and then go to sleep. In this way you won't suffer from hunger pains during the night." Krishna replies, "Oh fortunate mother, I don't feel hungry at all. But I will take it because you say it will be beneficial for me. Now you can go to your room." Yashoda replies to her lotus-eyed son, "I will go, but first you should eat the kheer while I am here." Mother Yashoda sits on a splendid seat to watch Krishna eat the kheer for her satisfaction. You see the exchange. This is what prema is all about. Prema is all about, I love you, and I want to please you, and I want to serve you in unlimited ways, and I'll give my everything for your pleasure, my very life, my very breath, my very soul, mind, heart, everything. You're my pranakant, you're my prananath, you're my everything. And this is real prem. This is only in the spiritual world with Krishna and Radha and gopis and gopas and Mother Yashoda. And so you see, like, Krishna, he's not hungry because his mind is completely full. If she brings this beautiful kheer, if she brought kheer before any of us, I mean, we would dive into it, like, head first, you know, a big pot of kheer, you know. It's like... But Krishna, he is full. Why is he full? Because his mind is racing. His mind is like racing to the kunjas and racing to the kunjas. Oh, only in a few minutes I'm going to meet with Radhika and all the gopis. And his heart is, he's so full, he's about to explode. That's how full he is. You know, it's something if a pot is so full of pressure and it just can't come anywhere, then it explodes. So Krishna's about to explode. So he can't put anything in his mouth. He can't put anything inside. He's about to explode. And everything's coming out of him. It's called ulas, prem ulas. Ulas means rising, erupting. Like, you know, a volcano has so much lava and stuff inside, and pretty soon it bubbles, it boils and boils and boils inside the earth. A volcano is like inside the earth. It's almost like a boil on Mother Earth. And all this lava and all this stuff is boiling inside, and finally it explodes. And it comes bubbling out and flowing down and makes all these volcanic islands and Pacifics and all that. So Krishna's heart, like Sridhar Swami, Prabhupada's godbrother, he said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a golden The Golden Volcano of Divine Love. Such a beautiful expression. The title of the book, because it comes from one of his lectures. Golden Volcano of Divine Love. I mean, what beautiful poetry. You know, a volcano. Volcanoes are usually black. You know, they're black because they, you know, they're like some mountain, and then all this crap comes out, all this, you know, black, you know, ashes and smoke and everything, which is all black. So, of course, inside Gauranga is black because he's antar sham bahir radha. You know, so he's in that mood of like that, relishing Radha's, but it's Krishna inside relishing Radha's mood and Kanti. So this golden volcano of divine love, he's erupting, you know, he's erupting with love, and sometimes he's so much exploding, Lord Chaitanya is so much exploding with love and mood of separation from Krishna and chanting everywhere, Radhe, 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 Hey Radhe, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna. It's like, you know, the other way around, the mood is that Krishna experiencing Radha's Bhav, he's crying out for Radharani, and his love is so much exploding that the hairs on Lord Chaitanya's body, they stand erect like the thorns on, there's some name of some tree, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's some tree that has thorns on it, you know, thorns like stickers, so the hairs of his body stand erect just like that, just like you see these kind of people with, that do this funny kind of hairdos and stuff, you know, these punks, the hair goes like whang, you know, like whang like that. You know, so Lord Chaitanya, all the hair in his body is like, it's standing up like this, like a porcupine, you know, porcupine? Like that. And you can't, so it, why? Because just the love was coming out of his heart. And just like it's told that you should not read rasa literature, you know, deep rasa literature until your heart becomes pure. Because you'll put your mundane views on it. Like you read Radharasuta Nidhi. In Radharasuta Nidhi, the Prabhudananda Saraswati, he writes 7 or 8 verses about the beauty of Radharani's breasts. How beautiful they are. They're firm, and they're large, and they're like water pots, and they're slightly raised, and they're very, and you know, all these different adjectives in Sanskrit to describe. But if you have any, you know, Purusha Bhav in you, or I'm a man, or I'm an enjoyer, then you'll get all kinds of disturbed and agitated. And you don't understand, because in Leela, and Leela or Rasa, when you're discussing Leela, there's the Rupa of the Leela and the Swarupa of the Leela. And as Gaudiyas, we, without being under Anuragi Vaishnava, as Rupa Goswami says, in Nectar of Instruction, he says, Tishtan Braje Anuragi Jana Anugami. He says that one should live in Braj, Braje Tishtan, under, following in the footsteps, anugami means jana anugami. Jana means living entity. Jana anugami, anuragi, and anuragi bhakti, bhakta, means one who actually has love or attachment for Krishna. And if he follows such a Vaishnava, then kalam nayet akilam it upadeshasaram. He says, upadeshasaram, this is the essence of all instruction, then one should spend his kalam nayet akilam. He should spend all of his time, akila. Akila means full time. His full time should be spent in Tannama Rupa Charitari Sukirtananu. So if one has this mundane feelings in his heart, when he hears intimate descriptions of Radharani's breasts, then he'll get all disturbed and he'll think how to enjoy him. Because he's looking at the Rupa, the form of the Leela. He's looking at the Rupa. So if you're not underneath the proper Vaishnava, you'll read Leela and you'll memorize Leela and you'll think, yes, I'm reading this pastime, Astakali Leela, I'm memorizing, I'm chanting Japa. But you're not actually understanding anything because you don't know the Sarupa of the Leela. So the Sarupa of the Leela is actually the tattva, the actual understanding. So here's Sarupa of the Leela. For example, when Prabhudananda Saraswati in Radharasuta Nidhi or other places it describes Govinda Leela Marita, so many places, without being under proper Vaishnava, then you won't be educated and learn how to see what is the sarup of the Leela. So in this description, this is the sarup of the Radha's gun, or qualities. In this description, you know, first, you know, what are Radharani's breasts? And then you say, oh, breasts is just something that comes out here and it's a touch or it's a mammary gland and makes milk for babies or something for men to play with or it's a lusty thing. Or no, it's not like that at all. What it is, it's a transformation of Radharani's prem. When Radharani's a young girl, inside of her heart, which is along, this is the same point of discussion that we're discussing about the explosion of the golden volcano of divine love and the explosion of Krishna's love, and it's all that same point I'm discussing from different angles. If you can follow the thread, because it's a continuous thread. So when Radharani, because there's different, when she's on this planet, she goes through different ages. She's a Nitya Kishori. In the spiritual world, she's a Nitya Kishori. What is Radharani's eternal age? That's called Tol, and in Dhyan Chandra and Gaura Govinda Smarnaparati. Eternally, every day, for all time, Radharani is 14 years old, 2 months, and 15 days. Engolo, in Braja Gokul. She's eternally, she's no taking birth from the lotus flower, and she's not growing up, and she doesn't go through this Vyasandhi. Vyasandhi means a junction of different ages. So she doesn't go through. So she's always a Kishori, Nitya Kishori. Nitya Kishori, there's bhajans like that. So, but on this planet, there's all these beautiful Leelas. So when Radharani's in Komar Leela or Poganda Leela, she's just a little girl, and she's playing with her friends and this and that. And then finally there's Purva Rag. This Purva means this before, this attachment of Krishna before she meets him. So that starts to rise in her heart when she hears something about Krishna, she sees a picture of Krishna. Gradually, as a young girl, this love is growing, growing, growing in her heart. Just like when you put a seed in the ground, when you plant a seed for a plant or a fruit in the ground, you don't see it, it's underground. The seed is there. Water's coming, and heat is coming, and sunlight is shining, the ground is getting warm, and there's certain moisture in the ground, and certain heat, and certain sunlight, and water. And gradually inside the ground, the seed is changing. It's getting a little swollen, it's getting a little bigger, and gradually it's getting bigger and bigger. Then the seed becomes a little sprout. It's called ankur. Ankur means sprout. And then it comes above the ground. Doop! A little thing comes above the ground. You know, the ground is there, a little sprout. And then you say, oh, look, Tulsi's coming. Oh, great, you know, our Tulsi's sprouting, you know, because we plant Tulsi and we see, oh, this, now we're so happy, you know, some good luck for us, you know. If we have any bhakti, Tulsi will come. And then, day by day, oh, come on, you know, and you chant more and all that. So Tulsi's growing. Then one little leaf and another little leaf like that and like that. So in the same way, Radharani's love was growing. It's Purva Rag. This is love and separation, then so many loves. So the love is growing. So the love, where is love? Is love in your finger? Is love, where is love? In your nose? Where is love? Love is here. Love is here in the chest, in the heart. This is love. Why is love in the heart? Because the Atma's there. This is where you are, man. You're there. You're in the heart. The Atma's in the heart. Love is in the heart. So everything comes, this is it. When this goes out, you're finished, you know. No matter how strong this is or anything. You know, look, this lady's strong, this guy's strong. Yeah. But when this soul goes, then finished. So Radharani's love for Krishna from her babyhood, childhood, is growing. As you know the story of Radharani's janam, and Radhasmi Dinabandhu told the story, how she came, Radharani was born Andha. She was born blind. So from the day that she opened her eyes in this material world, only the first person she saw was Krishna. You know, and then as soon as she saw, because when you're little, we don't know what color the eyes of the baby are, right? You know, baby, you look at the baby, he's going to have brown eyes, but when he's little, he has blue eyes. If you know anything about babies, when they're born, they're like, you don't know, blue, gray, whatever. Then the eye color comes. So when Radharani was born, she was blind. But then because when she opened, who did she see? She saw Sham. Sham is blue. So the first thing she saw was blue. So what happened to her eyes? They turned blue. So that's why her eyes are blue. And that's why the sky is blue. Because she looked at him and then she looked up in the sky. And then the sky became blue. And you didn't know all these years. When you ask your father, hey, daddy, why is the sky blue? And your father would see, actually, it's like this. See, first, Radharani looked at Sham, then she looked at Mia. You're not going to tell you that? No. So Radharani's love is growing. And then she's first hearing about Krishna, and then first she saw him at birth, and she grew up and heard about him. And then she was born in Raval, Krishna was born in Gokul. Krishna moved from Gokul to Chatikar. Then when Krishna moved to Chatikar, Radharani moved from Raval to Ral. Ral is between here and Vrindavan. Then when Krishna moved from Chatikar, Ani moved to Nandagram. Then Radharani moved from Ral to Varsana. So wherever Krishna goes, Radharani goes. So Radharani's love was growing. So as it's growing in her soul, in her heart, it's coming up. So when the acharyas are describing the beauty, the firmness, the beauty, slightly raised, like water pots, everything of Radharani's breast, the swarup of that description is, they're not describing some flesh and blood, some lusty object, and you get all disturbed. The swarup is that Radharani's breasts are her praying. This is praying for Krishna. This is her love, her prem. And she says, oh, but there's so much more. It starts coming out in different ways. She goes, oh, this is going to look a little strange. If I have a breast on my arm and a breast on my back, oh, this will look a little strange. Because this is Nara Leela. This is not some Aishwarya Leela with 10 arms and 10 legs. I better make another gopi because my love is too great. So then I have from my body, I have to make Kayavyuha. I have to make Lalita and Vishaka. And Vishaka, oh, Vishaka. So much love I have for Krishna that I will come in two on the same day. Radharani on the same day was born as Vishaka and the same time in the same place. Radhastami is also Vishakastami. Vishaka. Shaka means branch, Bahu Shaka, like our brain, right? Our mind is many branched. Oh yeah, today Krishna, tomorrow Maya. Many, many branches, you know, today Shamukun, tomorrow Narakun, you know? But anyway, but Radharani, you know, this is called Shaka, not Saka. Shaka means branch, you know, Bahu Shaka is in Bhagavad Gita, one shloka, Bahu Shaka. But this Radharani, Bishaka, and B means without, no Saka. I mean, this Bishaka is no branch, no difference. Radharani has this feeling, I have this feeling. Radharani has this color, I have this color. And Radharani goes this way, I go this way. Radharani goes that way, I go this way. She has the same mood, the same temperament. And Radharani is Swadina Bhartrika, and Vishaka Swadina Bhartrika. There's eight kinds of heroines, or Nayaka Bobs, and the different ones they have. But only these two have the same. So Vishaka very much. So Radharani expanded into Vishaka. That's on the same day she came as two Sakis, whereas Lalita came before, 27 days before. So all the Sakis are your expansions of Radharani's frame. So this is called the Swarupa, the pastime. So if you just read the Leela and if you don't know the Tattva and you don't know actually how to view the Leela, because everyone can get the Shastra and read the Shastra, but without Guru, you will not understand the Swarupa, the Leela. You'll read Radharasuta Nidhi, there's 8 or 9 verses all about the glories and beauty of Radharani's breast, and you'll be saying, oh. But then Gurudev explains to you, when you understand, this is all the beauty and glories of Radharani's prem. This is her prem. Her body is prem Swarup. Just like in Brajavati Chintamani, he's told that this is not a kund. This is not a kund. You know, this is called, in Sanskrit, this kund is called Sara. So there's many descriptions about the formation of Radhakund. In Padma Puran, there's a whole description, which maybe everyone's read in DBT. But Brajavati Chintamani, he says, some people say that there was some demon Arista, and there was accusation of Gohatya, then Krishna had to take a Tirtha Snan, and then Radharani took a bath, and this and that, and this and that. But no, this is not the way it is. What happened one day is that Krishna came here, and he met Radharani at this place, the Govardhan. And when he saw Radharani, how intense her love and how beautiful her prem was, he became so much attracted. And all his eyes went to Radharani, all his ears, his hands, his sense of touch, his feelings, everything went to Radharani. And not only that, all the heat of separation, and he had so much fire, viraha agni, fire of separation, that combined with all of his attraction into this huge fire. It's called in English conflagration. Conflagration means big fire. Conflagration. That what happened, so this became big fire, then Krishna, with that big fire, Krishna melted. Krishna's entire form, transcendental form, melted into a pool. It melted into a pool of ras. It melted into a pool of Radha Ras. This is Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi. Nidhi means ocean. Sudha means pure. Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi. When all Krishna's love for Radharani, all Shyam's prem for Radharani, when he saw all the beauty of Radharani's love, he became so attracted and he totally melted into a pool of ecstasy. So all of his prem Ras, all of his Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi, his Rasa became Sara. Because in Sanskrit, rasa means liquid, it means prem, it means mellow, so many things. But when you take rasa and change it, rasa becomes sara. The word sara means lake. So Krishna's Radha Ras, his love for Radha Ras, because he doesn't have Krishna Ras, Krishna prem. He has Radha prem, his love for Radharani. So Vishnu Chakravarti is telling in Brajavati Chintamani, this is the formation of Radhakund Shambhaka. That Krishna became a sara, he became a kund. Sara means kund, kunda, you know, kund. So one day Krishna came here in Govardhan to meet with Radharani, then he turned into Krishna Kund, it's called Krishna Kund, Shambhaka. Then Radharani, oh? this Krishna, well, Krishna came like this, turned into this Shambhu, Krishna Kund. Then all of her love came, and she melted into a pool. All of her Krishna Sham Ras, all of her Prem Ras for Sham, it melted into a pool and became Radha Kund. So this is very significant. Now there's an interesting point. There's some confusion. Many devotees, they come here, and they bathe Radha Kund, Radha Kund, Radha Kund. Radha Kund Snan, Radha Kund Snan. Now, for those external devotees that are on the platform of Vaidhi Sadhaka, they can go now and go. Chalo. They can go. But those that want, actually are interested in Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, what is Siddhanta? The perfection, the end of perfection, Siddhanta. What did Lord Chaitanya came to teach? What did Srila Prabhupada come to teach? What is the actual Siddhanta? What is the conclusion of Gaudiya Vaishnava? It's the eternal service of the lotus feet of Radharani. This is the conclusion. We serve Radha and Krishna Yugal. So, and we serve, but we serve them, we please Krishna by serving Radharani. And the best service of Radharani is done by Lalita, Mishaka, Rastasakis, and all the mantris. So when the Kunds were formed, as you see in Padma Puran and Vishnath's Tika and Bhagavatam, there's a lot of humor going on, a lot of hasiras going on, hasiras between Krishna and Radharani. Like Krishna, he kills this demon. This was a Siddha yogi from Mathura, a Siddha yogi who was a friend of Kamsa. He said, all right, because Kamsa tried to kill Krishna in so many ways, he was unsuccessful. And he didn't have much and many more ways to go, or ways to kill Krishna. Because after Rishtasura, then there was Vyomasura, then Keshi, then there was Rakhavali, the end of Vrindavan Leela. So he said, look, I'm a big Siddha yogi, I will go there, and I will definitely kill Krishna, because I will disguise myself as a cow. Not as a cow, but as a brisha, as Dharma, personification of Dharma. So then he disguised himself. He changed his form from Siddha Yogi to a bull, a brisha. So he went there. Now, it sometimes becomes confusion because we're bathing at midnight. We bathe at midnight to honor the appearance of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna appeared at midnight. A lot of people come here and say, I'm going to avoid the rush. I'm going to bathe in the daytime. That's very nice. You bathe in the daytime. You come in a bathe, you bathe in the daytime. You'll get Sukriti, you'll get Punya, but you'll never get Prem. Why? We have to understand the tattva. Why? Why? Who are we worshipping? Why are we bathing? Any serious sadhaka will analyze everything he does with these six questions, these three categories and six questions. Who, what, when, where, why, how, and sambandha avideya prayojana. What is the basis? What is the action in that basis? And what is the goal of that, of the basis or the premise? So, who, what, when, where, and why? Who, me, what, bath, why, where, here, how, all these things, right? So, why do we bathe at all in Radha Kund? And when do we bathe? And why do we bathe at night? Oh, I don't know, everyone's going, let's go. That's okay, that's also nice. It's always good, the ends justifies the means. But the point is, just like if you read Puranas, you'll see on Janmashtami, on Radhastami, on Lakshmi's appearance day, on Ram Navami, all these days, so many things are told to do, from sunrise to sunset. You see Keshava and Mathura on Janmashtami, you get Mukti, you get this, you get that, you get this fall and that fall, and this Punya and that Sukriti, so many things. If you offer Artik, if you do Parikrama, if you take Darshan of Keshava on Janmashtami. So this is Shastra, this is Phal, this is called Sadhana Phal. But this is all in the category of Vaidhi. It's all Vaidhi. This takes you to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha does not take you to Brajagokul. So you have to, so that's understanding the Roop. The Roop of Krishna's Leela, but not the Sarup. Without a guru, you don't understand a Sarup. So you only have the Roop. You say, yes, Janmashtami. Oh, you say, oh, why stay up till midnight? We do puja, we bathe here, everything. Why stay up till midnight? Oh, it's Balashtami. Why go to midnight? We just bathe now and go home and be peaceful. I have to take care of my body, because I'm the body, so I have to take care of my body. I can't get bumped or bruised or pinched or scratched or, this or that. Because you don't understand the Sarup. If you don't understand the Sarup, you'll never attain the Sadhya. Sadhya means the goal of bhakti. What is the goal of bhakti? Vaikuntha? What is the goal of Braja Bhakti? Radha Krishna Prem Charana Prem Seva in Vrindavan. Is it not? You don't know what the goal is, and you're a nut. And you're going to college, you're studying in university. What are you studying? I don't know what I'm studying. Why are you studying? I don't know. What are you trying to get by being in college? I don't know. Oh, you're a bhakta. You're initiated. What is the goal of your program? I don't know. I just eat prasadam and chant Hare Krishna. It's called sadhya, the goal. And then the clear, it's called, what is told, this is an anartha, a nam. It's called sadhana sadhya brahm. It's one of the four anarthas in Madhurya Kandamani. It's sadhana sadhya, and it's swatattva brahma, illusion about the truth of the self, then Bhagavan tattva brahma, illusion about Bhagavan. And it's called sadhana sadhya brahm. Sarana Sadhya Tattva Brahm. Brahm means not Brahma. Brahm means illusion. It means you don't know how to do sadhana. You don't know what is the goal. Sadhya means the goal, the end, the final point. You don't know what it is. So you don't know how to practice. You don't know what am I, you don't know where I'm going. You don't know where you're going, then how are you gonna get there? Right? You don't know where you're going, how are you gonna get there? Or when we get there. So Radha Krishna Prem Seva, this is the point. The point is, like on Janmashtami, we can do so many things during the day and get so much good things. But actually, the goal of Janmashtami for us, why we observe Janmashtami, to please Krishna. Why do we want to please Krishna? Because we want to attain His eternal loving service. So how do we please Krishna? To get His intimate Prem Seva, His love. Then you can see the Shastras, and you'll find where is that Sarupa, the Shastra. And only Guru will show you that, because they only see the Rupa, the Shastra, and the Rupa, the leader. They don't know the Sarupa. But with Guru's eyes, then you can see, yes, there's so many things, but where is my Sadhya? Where is my goal? Where is my Prem Seva Radharani? Where is that? Guru, only Guru can see, only Guru can show you. So then you'll see one line in that same Shastra says, anyone who wants to please Krishna will fast until midnight and bathe the Lord at midnight. This is the way to please Krishna on Janmashtami, and there's no other way. You stay up all night and do Nam Kirtan, and you bathe the Lord at night, and you fast all day. That will give you Krishna Prem in Vrindavan. So then you say, oh, okay, that's mine. I put out my yellow line under that, my red mark, my textbook, you know, when the kids go to college, you know. Well, whoever does, somebody does, once in a while. But, you know, you mark that, and you circle, that's mine. And the other stuff, you cut it out, you say, I don't care about the other stuff. I don't care about this thing, that thing, other thing. I'm fixed on the fish like Arjuna, right? So you have to have your eye on the goal, you know. What is and you get diverted, then you'll never attain it, or you'll many lifetimes. So, as that's what we do in Janmashtami. So the same thing here, just like in Radhashtami. Why do we fast? Why don't we fast till midnight on Radhashtami? Because Radharani appeared at noon. She's Karuna Mayi, Doya Mayi. She's very compassionate and kind. So she doesn't want us to fast so long. And then she's Shakti Tattva, and so we're Jiva. So she's very kind. So she's okay, you can eat grains, although some people have the bhav. Some people have the bhav that Radharani's my Ishta. She's my Ishtadev. And so I'm doing upavas on Janmashtami, or not eating grains on Janmashtami. I'm eating ikalsi food if I'm eating anything. So how can I do less on Radhashtami? Many, many Babaji's, they don't eat anything. They do total fasting on, especially on Radhashtami. Janmashtami, they don't even care so much. But they also observe for benefit of their shishya, you know, because they don't want, you know, to follow the line. So they'll fast, and they do upavas, and they fast, or they may take some ekadasi prasad. But they'll never take grains on Radhashtami even, because they say, hey, she's, you know, just like, so many things, there are many things like this. So, on Radhashtami, we just fast until noon, and we worship Radharani, that pleases her. So now this day, what we're doing this day, we're honoring, this is so important and so special. This day is the most important day for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. There's no Nimbarkas here. This is this place, Radhakund. All Vaishnavas celebrate Janmashtami. Many kinds of Vaishnavas celebrate Radhashtami, Nimbarkis and Balabas and everything. But our Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, the Chaitanya Sampradaya, sometimes in the Bhakti Ratnakar, it's called the Nimai Sampradaya. 500 years ago, when the devotees were moving here and there, they would say, hey, look, here come the members of the Nimai Sampradaya. This is told in Bhakti Ratnakar. And only Lord Chaitanya wanted to kind of show his bona fideness because of so much pressure of smarter Brahmins at the time, 500 years ago, he showed allegiance and some Diksha Parampara to this Madhva Sampradaya. Because there's four Sampradayas in Madhva. So he says, I'm coming from the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. But actually, we don't care about Madhva Sampradaya. In fact, we have probably no, hardly anything similar to Madhva Sampradaya. There's a couple of fine points. But the real thing is, we're the Chaitanya Sampradaya, the Nimai Sampradaya. So they say, here come the members of Nimai Sampradaya. So this day is so important to us because Radhakun and Shyamakun, although different acharyas have come here and sat here, Vallabhacharya sat here, and Madhavendra Puri and different devotees, but Lord Chaitanya revealed this place from the modern world. His disciples developed the place. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, followers of Lord Chaitanya, are maintaining the place, and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are broadcasting the glories of this place all around the world. They're preaching, initiating, writing books, etc., etc., in Aryan, in Hindi, in Sanskrit, English, French, German, whatever, all languages going on, you know, in different languages. So the glories of Radhakun and Shyamakun are being broadcast all over the world. Therefore, this place is our special jewel. This is our jewel. This is a special gift. And it's told that, as I already told, Radharani is the Prem Sarup. Radhakun is the Prem Sarup of Radharani. Rupa means form. Swa means personal. It means, this is my form of Prem. You want to see my Prem, you want to touch my Prem, you want to feel my Prem, then you embrace me. You know, like if you say, oh, I love you. Well, yeah, you love me? Yeah. Now, you know, and you embrace. Because so much love is coming, so much feeling, it coming out, and you want to give it to the other person. So you give it to them the way we express it with these stupid bodies with arms and legs and tails and everything. Is that we, you know, we embrace each other. And we say, oh, I love you. You know, sister to sister, brother to brother, husband, wife, girl, boy, whatever. You know, this dog, cat, whatever. But the real thing is that you know, it's called Premalingata. Premalingata. What is Krishna's Leela? Krishna's Leela is every single pastime that Krishna has with every part of himself, with every expansion of himself, whether it's Yashoda or Sridham or Subal or Radharani or anyone, it's simply extension of his love. He's simply relishing love. He's Bhakta Vatsalya. And the whole meaning of Leela, what does Leela mean? The very meaning of Leela, Li means Alingata. Alingata means to embrace. The word Li in Leela, the prefix Li means Alingata. Alingata means to embrace lovingly, deeply, warmly, strongly. And La, the word La, Li La, La means to accept. Le Lo, La, La, Lo, Le. La means take this, accept this. So Leela means Krishna saying, take my love, accept my love. And then, and all the lovers of Krishna, the mothers of Krishna, the brothers, the friends of Krishna, the girlfriends, the wives of Krishna and Dwarka, they're all saying, yes, and take my love. So this is Leela Ras. So this is going on in the spiritual world. So Krishna's, and now there's a whole, the Leelas with the Jivas, Tasta Jiva, that's another Leela where Krishna comes to embrace us, he wants to embrace us. So here, Radharani, the Radhakun is the Prem Sarup of Radharani, where she is giving all of us a chance to embrace her. Embrace her love. She loves us so much, this is her Leela. She created this out of her love for Krishna, and Krishna created us out of her love for Shyam. So Radhakun and Shyamakun are embracing at the Sangam. Radhakun and Shyamakun. What is Radhakun? I already said Radhakun is Radharani. So when you enter that Radhakun, you will feel that embrace of Radharani. You will feel that embrace of Shyamasundar. And you'll never, ever want to embrace anyone else in this material world again.
Shirade.
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 So this is called Kripa. Kruna Mai, Kripa Mai, Prema Mai, Doya Mai, Radharani. This is Radharani. So kind. So this is our place. This is our special place as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And the goal, the perfection of thousands and millions of lifetime is to obtain residence on the banks of Radhakun in the spiritual world. In your Siddhadeha. In your spiritual body to render eternal service to Radha and Krishna. Yugo. So this place is special. Now this night is 10,000, 10 million, 10 trillion times more important than Radhastami. And 10 million, 10 trillion times more important than Janmastami. Why? But the point is this.
Radhastami, Radharani appears, we celebrate Radharani's appearance. Jai Shri Radhe. Krishna appears, we celebrate Krishna's appearance. Now, who is our Ishtadev? Dehama Bhujava say Jugala Priti. Jugal Priti. Rupa is teaching us, and we are Rupanuga Vaishnavas, and Raghunath is teaching us that our Ishta is not one. Balabhacharya's Ishta is Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. But our Ishtadev is Yugala Priti, Radha and Krishna. We worship Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madhava Shyama Sundar. We worship. That's our Ishta. Our meditation, everything is Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Pranamor, Jugala Kishor, Jivane Marane Gati, Aro Nahi Mor. Right? So many bhajans, so many mahajans, everything's telling Rupa Raghunath, Narottam, Vishwanath, Radha Krishna, Yugal, always Yugal, never Krishna alone, always Radha together, Krishna, Radha. But our particular Sobhav is Mandri Bhav, Gobi Bhav, Babalas Rati. We're servants of Radhika. We everything for Radharani. And Krishna has to come and say, oh, hey, Mandri Avasaki, you know, please be nice to me, you know. Please help me out, you know, you're a good Mandri, you know, I know you're new here, I just met you yesterday, but please you help me, Radharani won't speak to me, you'll please introduce me, you know, and get my favor from Radharani. So this is the Krishna, we worship Krishna, but Krishna comes to us and begs us for Radharani's mercy. This is Mandri Bhav. So our Ishta is Radha Krishna Yugo. So this day is 10 million times more important because our Ishta day both appeared simultaneously in Yuga Roop on this day at midnight. Jai Sri Radha Krishna. So they, because at mid, because at 11:30, at 11:30, 11:40, Shamakund was made. And one danda later, 20 minutes later, at midnight, then Shamakund broke through and Radhakund had Milan. This is Radha Sham Milan at midnight. So at midnight, we are bathing at midnight to honor, to worship, to serve, to praise Radha Krishna Yuga Milan. This is Yuga Milan Astami. You know Yuga Milan? Anybody Hindi knows. This is the meeting of Radha and Krishna meeting, embracing. We are worshiping, we are celebrating, we are, you know, rejoicing. Not just, you know, hey, okay, happy birthday. We are rejoicing. It is a great utsav, maha utsav, maha utsav, maha utsav. We say mahotsav. Mahotsav, mahotsav is the way they write it, mahotsav, but it means maha utsav. Great, grand, glorious, big, spectacular festival, celebration. We are rejoicing the appearance of Radha Krishna Yugal at midnight. Janmashtami, only Krishna, Keval Krishna, Avirbhav. Radhastami, Keval Radharani, Avirbhav. Aaj Ratko Baravaje, Radha Krishna Yugal Avirbhav. So this is Yugalastami. And only the only people that will know this that are under Anuragi, Jana Anugami. Tishtan Braje, Anuragi Bhakta. One is under, as it says, Nectar Instruction number 8. Tishtan Braje, Anuragi, Jananugami. Right? He will understand the sarup of this Leela. Otherwise, someone comes here, someone will read in the Skanda Puran, anyone who bathes on the day of Bahulastami, he will get so much Sukriti, and so much, he will get Mukti. What kind of Mukti? Sayuja Mukti? Or maybe Vaikuntha Mukti? But Prema, no. Doesn't say, you look in Sanhedrin, nothing saying praying. But it's such an important day. So we bathe in Radhakund and then we bathe in Shamakund, somehow or other, some way or another. But now, oh yeah, now I want to make another point. Another final point. So many people come, I'm going to Radhakund, 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 bathe in Radhakund, Radhakund, Radhakund. And this is the village of Radhakund, the post office of Radhakund, and everything Radhakund. And the map says Radhakund. There's Shamakund, we don't care. No, we don't care for Shamakund. Everything Radhakund. I went to Radhakund, bathe in Radhakund. That's very nice for Vaidhi Sadhakas. That's very nice for those that have their goal is Vaikuntha. But those that have their goal, their sadhya, the prem seva of Radharani, they care about Shamakun. Why? Why do they care about Shamakun? Because why Radharani are having and Krishna are having this Hasya Rasa and joking, Radharani says, "No, Krishna said, why don't you bathe in my kun?" And she said, "No, your kun is all dirty and stinky and smelly and full of your, you know, sins and pop. So I make my own kun." So then she makes her own kun. And then he says, "Hey, what about water? Where are you going to get your water from, huh?" She says, "Well, I don't need your water. You know, I'll get my own water." "Oh, where are you going to get water from?" "Manasi Ganga, Jamuna, Govinda Kun, Prince Rover, anywhere." "Oh, really? It's so much work." No work. I just, my sakis will get. We're very expert, you know, this, you know, kumbha business. You know, we can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not like nowadays, they put 1 or 2, they go, you know, they can't, the ladies now can't carry 1 or 2. But they carry 4 or 5 big pots. So then Krishna said, "Oh, okay, what to do?" You know, Krishna Radharani tricked him, you know. So gopis are digging, and oh, so many gopis, thousand gopis going to Manasi Ganga, Kusans Rover, everywhere. Unless she's making kankan kum with her bangle, digging. And it's going on. So this is all going on, 20 minutes making. So now it's coming up, you know, and then Krishna says, "You know, they're bringing a lot of pots of water, but it's filling up pretty slowly, it looks like to me." Yeah, this kind of joking, you know. This is Hasya Rasa. Radharani says, just go. You'll go play your flute, will you? You know? Go swim around in your kund, you know. I think you're still a little dirty. Go swim around. So then, hey, gopis, more water. You know, and they bring water. So then Krishna, they go, "Oh, wow, how can I serve Radharani? This is terrible. All there's so much work and everything. Oh, how can I serve?" He's thinking, walking up and down the Sangam, thinking how to serve Radharani. Because that's his whole, Krishna's whole goal in life is how to serve Radharani. Oh, yeah. If I can put the water in my kund, in Radharani's kund, but she turned me down when I offered her. Then he's thinking, oh, I'll get all the Tirthasthans and all the Nadistan, all the sacred rivers and sacred holy places, I'll get them to come out here. And so he was thinking like that, and then all the Tirthas and all the personified rivers and everything, they came and folded hands. And they said, "Krishna, what do you want?" I said, "Listen, she won't listen to me. She's, you know, I have no luck. You go and talk to Radharani and you ask her, please, you know, maybe we can feel like your kund. Maybe she'll be kind to you, because to me she's very hard, you know. Very, very hard. Very tough." Okay. "Oh, Radhika, oh, Radharani, oh, Makeshwari, Kriyeshri, Sureshri, Sureshri, Trivedi Paradishri, Pramanashashaneshri, Rameshri, Shmeshri, Pramodokananeshri, oh, Brajeshri, Brajadipe, Shri Radhike, Namostute." And so many Ishris and this and that and that and this and that. "And please, you know, please be kind to us, you know. And then we came some long way, this Patal Ganga, he came from there, Tirtharaj came from Prayag, and I came from Hardwar. We came from all over the universe. We came all the way, all over the universe, just on the call of Sham. And now, please, can you be, I know you're Karuna Mai, you're Doya Mai, please be kind to us. Please let us, can we do a little seva for you? We serve some Sham, but please, can we do some seva for you, please?" I feel it feeling very good. Good. Almost full. Very good. More. Oh, Radharani, Atapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhi Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhana Sudindhi, Pranamami, Hari Pray, and more stutis, and more pratana, and more stavas, and so many things. And then, what do you want? "Oh, Radharani, please, you know, please, you know, you're supposed to be kind, you know, please be compassionate, please let us do some seva. Can we have so much water, can we fill your kund?" Then, from the corner, Kataksha, Radha Kripa Kataksha, just a sidelong glance coming from Radharani's eye, just one glance. This is called kon. Kon in Hindi means Kataksha, the side, corner. Why? Because Radharani is so powerful. Like we say, Kada Kurishya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. So Radharani, please be merciful unto me and give me a sidelong glance. So sidelong, why sidelong? Sidelong means from the corner of your eye. Why corner of your eye? Because Radharani, the eye has four parts of her eye, you know? There's four parts of Radharani's eyes. But Radharani's eyes are divided into four parts. Why does she only look at Krishna with the corner of her eye? The corner of her eye is 1/4, 25%. So she's looking at Krishna with the corner of her eye. Why? Because with the other corner of her eye, she has to look for her husband. One corner of her eye, she's looking, where's Krishna? Krishna kaha, Krishna kaha. And the other corner of her eye, she's saying, Abhimanyu kaha. Where's my husband? Oh. And then that same corner of her eye, so one corner she's looking for Krishna, one corner she's looking for her husband, one corner she's looking at her mandris and sakis. And one corner she's looking for her village elders, her mother, her shasuri. Shasuri, her mother-in-law, Katila, Jatila and Kotila. So Radharani's eyes, 25%, 25%, 25%. And then again, why does she only look at Krishna with 25%? Because when she looks at Krishna with 25%, so Krishna's walking, you know, and he has his pagri, his turban, and his peacock feather, and his flute. So when Radharani looks at Krishna with just the corner of his eye, his peacock feather falls off, his turban falls off, and his flute slips off, and his dhoti starts to go down like this. It starts to slip off. Why? Because all this sweat is running down his rear end. I mean, it's, you know, nipitamba. His buttocks. Because Krishna is like, he's in a cold sweat, or hot sweat, or whatever. As soon as Radharani looks at him from the corner of his eyes, he's melting. You know, his mind is melting, his skin is melting, he's sweating. It's called shweta. And then when you sweat, you know, and your dhoti's just, you know, because, you know, you just go like fold down, you know, push it, you know, you rub it, you know, when you put on a dhoti, you just go like this, push down and it rolls like this, you know. So when you sweat, then your skin gets a little loose, so his dhoti is slipping off. That's just as one corner, 1/4 of her glance. That's why it always says, Radharani looks at Krishna from the corner of her eye. Because if she gives her full glance to Krishna, he's finished. His head will fall off. His arms will fall off.
Oh my God.
And that's Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya wanted to understand, because Krishna was mystified. Krishna was mystified. Why? She totally captivates me, enthralls me, enchants me, pulverizes me, finishes me, devastates me, annihilates me with one corner of her eye. What would happen if she looked at me with her full eyes? Krishna had this question. And to understand what is the power of Radharani's full glance and full love, he had to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience her Radha Bhava. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced the full glance of Radharani, the full Prem Lochan of Radharani, what happened? His arms fell off. His arm fell off, his right arm fell off, his left arm fell off, his left leg fell off, his left leg fell off, and his head fell off, and he became a pumpkin. Yeah, and sometimes called korma.
Korma.
It's also described in Shastra pumpkin. Then when the Parishads came to see him, they said, what is this pumpkin? Because there's no arm, no leg. They didn't, you know, some Shastra saying pumpkin. In other words, it was just a round thing. This is called the Korma Chaitanya form. When Krishna wanted to understand what is the effect of the full glance and full bhava, then he became Korma Chaitanya. So that's Kataksha. Yeah, when he was looking at Lord Jagannath and when he was in the Gambhir also. Because he was feeling so much separation in Radha Bhava that he felt like that, and he ran to embrace Gopinath, but the temple was closed, and that was outside the temple. No, I mean Gopinath and Jagannath, but he sees him as Gopinath, Virgendananda. Not Totodom. When he ran to Jagannath temple, but it was nighttime, it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and then he just fell on the ground, turned into a pumpkin. Radharani gave a glance of her eye, to communicate to all the Tirtha personified, okay, fill my kun. And that moment when she glanced at her eye, then Krishna, who was feeling, he was in separation from Radharani, because Krishna knew that, because he bathed in Shamakun, so now Shamakun is not different from Krishna. Because Krishna is lake, Krishna's name, Krishna's water, Krishna's body, Krishna's rupam, everything is chit shakti, is swarup shakti. So now, Krishna's thinking, oh, why won't Radharani take my water? Because taking my water means taking me. Accepting my water means accepting me. Accepting my water means accepting my embrace. But she's saying, no, I embrace myself. I have my own water. So when she gave the mercy to the personified holy places, and then that sangam broke, then the two kuns, they met. And that was at 12 o'clock. Bahulastami. And we're celebrating that, because Ashtami begins tonight, or maybe already, at 11:15. 11:17 begins Ashtami, and ends tomorrow at 10:48. So, 10:15. So this is such an important day for us. So we can adjust our meditation and try to pray for this Prem Seva. It's so much fortune we have to be here on this holy day by the mercy of Lord Gauranga and our Guru Var, our Gurus. Our Gurus are blessing us in last life and this life. And so now the result of all those blessings is that we're gathered here on the banks of Radhakund to observe this holy function. Some devotees, they fast today because they feel that this is the appearance of their ishtas of Radha and Krishna. They fast all day. They do Nirjal Ekadasi today because they say, oh, this because Radhasmi is very important, Janmasmi is very important, but this is most important. Now, part of the point I was starting to develop, everyone comes to Radhakund, everyone bathes in Radhakund, everything's Radhakund, Radhakund, Radhakund. But actually, we are more interested in Shamakund. What is the proof of that? The proof is Praman, is Shastra Praman and Mahajan Achar, the behavior of the Mahajans. So, in the Shastras, and the same story I'm telling, as Radharani was joking, okay, so now we'll continue the story. Now all the rivers go from Shamakund into Radhakund. And now Radhakund is full of water. So now you will think, okay, now the next sequence is that Radharani will bathe in Radhakund. Because Krishna bathed in Shamakund. She says, I'm not going to bathe there, it's all dirty, I want to make my own kund. Now she has her own kund. Now does she bathe in Radhakund now? No. So what happens, as the Leela is told in the Srimad Bhagavatam from the Padma Puran, so now all this trouble Radharani went to dig this kund. She dug this kund. Why did she dig this kund? For the service of Krishna. Everything Radharani does is for the pleasure of Krishna. With her own bangles and the gopis' bangles, all the sakis, her expansions, they dug Shamakund for Krishna's pleasure. So Krishna brought all the water into Radhakund. Now, in this same joking, because Radharani says, I'll never bathe in your kund, it's contaminated, and I'll make my own kund. So now she makes her own kund, she digs it all out with all their work, then Krishna brings all the water, they brought some water also. Then she says, okay, and then Krishna says, okay, now bathe. And Radharani says, no, I changed my mind, I'm going to bathe in your kund. See, this is so much humor. So then Radharani goes to a place called Manasa Pavan Ghat. Manasa Pavan Ghat means pure mind. If you have a pure mind, you can bathe there. If you bathe there, you'll get a pure mind. And with a pure mind, you will see Radha and Krishna there. And you'll see Radharani there. So Radharani bathed there. And she's bathing in Manasa Pavan Ghat. Then she said, she gave a benediction to everyone in the future. She says, I give my blessings, anyone in the future who comes here and takes a bath in Shamakund, in this place, Manasa Pavan Ghat, they will become very dear to me. They will become very dear and dear and prayasi and very intimate and loving to me. Then Krishna, after he watched that, he said, oh, really? So then Krishna went into Radharani's kund. He bathed in Radhakund. And then he said, oh, anyone who comes and bathes in Radhakund, he will become very dear to me. So now my question is, do you want to become dear to Krishna or do you want to become dear to Radha?
Radhe.
Huh?
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
The gopis and mandris are called prayasi. You know prayasi? What does prayasi mean? Hindi Wallace. It means priya, prayasi means dear, prayasi. Preya si, preya si. That si, what does that mean? It means more, right?
More.
Emphasis.
Very dear.
Very dear. Means emphasis. So Sakhi's mantras are called Radha Preyasi. Preyasi means very dear. So Radharani is saying, you want to become dear to me? You want to become close to me and dear and special to me? Yes? No? Then you bathe in Shamakund. But how many people bathe in Shamakund? 99% of the people from Delhi Temple, Vrindavan Temple, Bombay Temple, this temple, that temple, they come and they bathe in Radhakund. Come and go. Rup and Sarup. That's first point. That's Praman. That's called Shastra Praman. Padma Puran, Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, VBT. That's called Shastra Praman. You understand?
Yeah.
Evidence from Shastra. Now Mahajan Praman. Mahajan. Mahajan Praman means Acharya. What is their example? Mahajano Yena Katasya Panta. What does that mean? Panta means path, way, sadhana. Follow the sadhana of the Mahajans. What sadhana did the Mahajans do? We must do. Did they only bathe in Radhakund? No. Where did our who are our Mahajans? First of all, who are our Mahajans?
Raghunath Das Goswami.
Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they're Param, they're the topmost. And Vishnu Chakravarti Pad. And Jiva Goswami. And Gopal Bhatta. And Sanatan Goswami. Where did they do bhajan at Radhakund? Where? Radhakund or Shamakund?
Shamakund.
Shamakund. Where did they take bath?
Manasapavan.
Manasapavan Ghat, Shamakund.